Njelele. The medical group in South Africa, Keystone Radiology, says COVID-19 restrictions and fears around general health and safety drastically reduced the number of women who came for breast cancer screening during October, which is dedicated to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every October, the world celebrates this important event where women are reminded to go for regular screening as part of efforts to ensure early detection and prevention of breast cancer. Well, to discuss this further, we are joined on the line by Dr. Peter Henning, a radiologist at Keystone Radiology. Good afternoon, Doctor. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Now, just how much has the COVID-19 impacted on breast cancer screenings in the country this year? I suppose it is worrying.
Well, it is shocking. In South Africa alone, we have seen a 51% reduction in women going for breast cancer screening compared to last year, which means that the amount of cancers we see in our medical facilities tend to present at a much later stage, meaning that the ability to cure and provide complete treatment has dramatically fallen.
Now, talk to us about what puts women at risk of developing breast cancer, Doctor.
Well, there are many risk factors that are associated with all cancers. Now, those are things like smoking, obesity, lack of exercise. Those are common in all cancers. What is very important in breast cancer is, firstly, family history of breast cancer. It immediately puts you at a much higher risk. And one of the second things are hormonal exposure. There was a lot of controversy about whether hormones causes breast cancer. But we now see such an exponential increase in the amount of breast cancer, and most of them are related to estrogen therapy.
And just in terms of the symptoms, what are the most common symptoms that suggest cancer in women's breasts?
Well, I think it's very important for women to examine their own breasts so that they understand how it feels and how it looks. Changes in symmetry, a nipple discharge, discoloration of the skin, and the most important thing, a lump that you feel inside a breast, are definitely the most important things to look out for.
Now, it is worrying, as you say, Doctor, but despite efforts to raise awareness around this disease, what are some of the reasons, do you think, why the majority of women in the country are still uninformed about the necessity for regular screening?
Well, I think in South Africa, there's a lot of taboo about breast. And some of the things we see every day is the fact that women think that a mammogram is a painful experience, which it's not at all. A mammogram should never be painful. If your personality is correct and you use the new technology, it should not be painful at all. Then the other things that are very important is the fact that in our country, there isn't a national screening program. The state has limited facilities available, and the mammograms are mostly located inside hospitals. So that is why we at Keystone Medical decided to do an out-of-hospital mammography service where women can feel safe,
sure,
be treated only by female personnel, and also have a mobile unit that can go around and provide the services to people.
Now, we understand that you are involved with the hashtag Screen Hair, Save Hair campaign. Talk to us a little bit about this campaign and how women can be part of it.
It's such an excellent, exciting initiative we have launched with our corporate partners. There are two parts of it. The first thing is October month is usually Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But with everybody so focused on cleaning their hands, wearing masks, making sure they're safe, I think it's very good time to tell women, be safe by going for mammography and sonar to make sure you don't have breast cancer. And the Screener Saver, hashtag Screener Saver campaign, was created to promote this awareness and also to promote our mobile unit that has both digital mammography, ultrasound, and a reporting doctor that can perform these services anywhere in the country.
Absolutely, Dr. Peter Henning. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We highly appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a lovely day.
All right. That's Dr. Peter Henning, a radiologist at Keystone Radiology in South Africa, talking to us then. We will be back after this.